You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet your ass they fucking use them. It's Two Guys, One Podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Alleman and Brian Harris.
Ron Crossdresser Alleman.
I don't.
Ron Crossdresser Alleman.
See, here's the thing. I've only crossdressed one time, and that was for Halloween. And everyone knows what happens on Halloween doesn't count for shit. You can do anything you want to do on Halloween, and it doesn't matter because it's Halloween. It's like being in jail.
Ron, I think we've established that part of podcast success is, you know, revealing to the audience your inner demons. And come on, man, you used to cross-dress all the time in college.
Hey,
remember, you found that big stack of panties in your drawer at the fraternity, and you're like, oh no, guys, those are just for show. And come on, man,
that was a long time ago. I don't really recall everything that happened in college. But anyway, listen, my life is an open book. You can ask me anything. I will be completely honest with you 100% of the time.
Okay. Well, in that vein then, what did you get into a couple nights ago?
Woo! Well, you know what I get. So I feel like...
That's what we call a leading question.
And I feel like I talk about partying way too much because, listen, I have my fair share of drinks, but I don't have a problem. Let me put that out right, you know, right now. Let me say that. I wish you get off my fucking back about it. But anyway, Tuesday was my beautiful wife's birthday. And, you know, we had the party plan. COVID canceled the party. Very, very small to get together on Tuesday. So I kept it professional all night long. Just her family was here. I made a little bit of food. We had some pizza from our favorite deep dish joint in Chicago, Pequod's. Shout out to Pequod's, not a sponsor yet.
Pequod!
Had a great time. My really good friend Ryan Bono showed up. And, you know, Ryan likes to partake in the herbal essences, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, like tea, like hot tea. Like to have some.
He loves a little tea. Hot tea, a little Lipton, a little chamomile, smoke a little weed. So,
oh, weed. Okay.
So, you know, back in college, I used to really enjoy marijuana with you and some other. Well, maybe not you. I know Mrs. Harris is listening again. Hey, Miss Harris, love you. Brian's a great guy.
Yeah, but no, never.
He's never even tried it. But I haven't smoked pot in years because I just don't like how I get on it. And so I was, like I said, professional all night. And then around 10 till midnight, it was just my wife, Ryan, and me sitting here. And I'm like, hey, you know what? We got that bottle of champagne. Let's do a last minute birthday toast, open the champagne. And so I had some champagne and then we started doing some shots and I had a few beers. And I'm like, Ryan, where's that weed? Let me show you how we used to do it back at Purdue. So we packed a bowl, went on the backyard. I got high, and I think I slept until 2 p.m. the next day. It just knocked me on my ass. I don't know what it was.
Whoa.
I don't know what it was, but I can clearly say this. I don't think weed is for me. I think I'm just going to stay away from it for a while or from now on, but I did not. I could barely get out of bed. So,
well, Ron, if I may, I think you're leaving out one of the more titillating parts of the story is how did you find yourself at the end of the night, you know, in terms of the setup on the stools?
End of the night, Ryan crashed in the basement. My wife was sleeping on the couch in the living room, and we have these little, they're like little stools. They're literally 2 feet off the ground stools that you sit on and hang on around the coffee table. I was draped over the front of one of the stools, face down, basically doing like the downward facing dog over the stool. She told me this, and then Ryan the next day sends me photos of me crashed on the couch, mouth open, snoring with my with my dog on top of me.
That's a TKO.
So I think she knew.
TKO.
Yeah, she was waiting for. She might have called the ambulance, but she was waiting for something bad to happen. But luckily, I'm still here, and here we are, and it's good to talk to you again.
Be teaching again anytime soon.
Nah. No, I'm not
good stuff, man. My life is much less exciting. I haven't done anything that elicited that kind of a draping over the furniture. But let's get into it, man. I think today is a very exciting day. We've got the opportunity to toggle back to our Monday Night Football throwdown, where if you recall, and our listeners out there recall, we kind of put on blast the notion of having loyalty to more than one sports team. And we took particular aim at a gentleman that we're calling Thad. And lo and behold, Thad has agreed to come back onto, or to come onto, Two Guys, One Podcast. He's with us today. He's here to defend himself. Let's bring him in now. We've altered his voice, CSI informant style, due to the sensitive nature of the charges. Thad, welcome to the show.
Hello? Hello? Is this thing on?
Hello, hello, Thad.
Oh, hey, hey. We're going that, we're going that direction. Okay, okay.
So, Thad, you're a good sport for joining us. As we talked about pre-show, we're going to absolutely give you a chance to have this be a balanced, fair conversation. Ron, you can kind of steer us through it. But I think fundamentally, I think the first question to ask, and then I'll shut up, is, Thad, do you agree with the notion that you cheer for more than one team, yes or no?
Well, I think we should start in a different – I think we should start this in a different vein with kind of a recap for the audience, so they know what you're saying.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, I think that's a more fair.
Let me just say this too. I definitely agree with that. So the great thing about Two Guys One Podcast, you can listen to these podcasts in any order. Okay, we have a very small number of characters on the show. It's just not like a Game of Thrones. You know, I actually got into Game of Thrones. I was like 7 episodes deep before I knew who the fuck Theon was and Tyrion. I had no idea. There's so many characters. Not on this show. Couple characters, easy to remember the names. You can listen to these episodes in any order that you want to. But for today's show, I do think I agree with Thad. We might want to go back, if you have time. It's not very long. Listen to the Monday Night Football Ravens versus Browns, and you'll understand what we're getting into here. And Thad or Brian, when you guys explain what we talked about on that show, just a really quick wrap up on what that show is about.
Sure. Well, I'll just give you the cliff notes, which is essentially the question that was put forward, right? Is it acceptable as a sports fan to be a torchbearer for more than one team? Meaning, can you back more than one, whether it's the NFL, the MLB? I think you threw out some remnant sports out there, Ron, like America's Cup and some other crazy shit like that. But the marquee sports that are out there, is it acceptable to be a fan of more than one team? And that's the fundamental question that we put forward in the Monday Night Football episode that you referenced. And as I said, you know, Thad, who's gracious enough to come on the air with us today, it was a point of conversation towards Thad in the sense that it's my indication or my assumption based on years of experience and friendship with Thad that he is a torchbearer for more than one team. So that's where I would like to actually start the conversation.
Oh,
is,
okay.
Is that a true assessment of your historical fandom?
I'd like to answer the question with the question, Hitman, with a pretty focus. Have you ever, in your relationship with me, seen me wear any sort of fan gear or anything associated with any of the teams that you stated?
You know, I'd have to go pretty deep into the archives for that one. So let me ask, I'll answer your question with the question. Are you suggesting that if you do not wear the apparel of a particular team,
no,
that you're not a fan of that particular team? In other words, you have to wear the gear. It's not enough to be in the stands cheering for a team. You have to be actually adorning the uniforms of the players.
I'm just throwing it out there, Mr. Hitman, because, you know, I don't know. I think that, you know, the big thing about this is you have no information that supports these views for the show. None. Zero. You've never heard me. Have you ever heard me say I support any of those teams of which you stated as well? Firsthand.
Well, I will say that what prompts my point of view on this is, yes, Thad, I have seen you in the stands at multiple different NFL teams' games.
Mm.
And I know you've also lived in multiple markets, mm-hmm. So we'll just call them out. You know, Denver, Los Angeles.
Phoenix. Seattle.
Thank you. Yes. Seattle. There you go. Is it true that you have been photographed and seen hands up in the air cheering for teams in those respective locations.
Absolutely not. But I will give you context. What do? Friends bust balls. And we
jerk each other up.
Well, I mean,
that's right.
That's a different level of friendship.
Rod, I don't know what you're talking about.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sorry, guys. Wrong podcast.
Two guys, one podcast. Oh, my God. So, anyway, okay, let's back up. Lifelong Colts fan, big Colts fan. You know, struggled through all the years. I mean, we're talking some of the tough years, you know, back when we're talking Eric Dickerson. We're going way back into Jeff George, Trudeau. We're going through it, right? Harbaugh. We're going through all of these things. And the Colts fan is deep, runs deep. Now, the situation that where this originated, let's get started with an origin story here. I moved to Aspen, Colorado, and my company had season tickets to the Broncos. Now, also, when I was in Phoenix, when they built that stadium, I had access to the stadium, I had access to the field, because I knew the director of premium seating, so I'd get to go out there, and I was never supporting these teams. And that was one of the jokes I always made, is in Arizona, until now, they actually have a decent fan base, but they never had a fan base at all, because there would be more Packers fans in the stands than Arizona fans. There would be more Cowboys fans in there than Arizona fans. And yeah, I went to a couple of those games. If that's guilty, you know, having access to the field, being able to be part of the NFL fandom. I love the NFL, despite all some of the other things. I do love the NFL. Now, when you get into it, I moved to Colorado, and my company had season tickets. And so we have season tickets. And lo and behold, what happens when I have these season tickets? The first game that I go to, at a very fun stadium, I will add, Peyton Manning comes out from the tunnel. Now, back to what you were stating last week about supporting a player versus a team. I'm a Peyton Manning fan.
Here we are. I'm out of my third Pro Bowl. We're talking about our idiot kicker.
Great, arguably greatest quarterback of all time, because he wasn't a cheater, didn't kind of do some of the other things. But, you know, Tom Brady's trying to redefine who he is by going and getting a Super Bowl with another team as well, which I respect, because that's one thing he hasn't done that Peyton was able to do, is get a Super Bowl ring from two teams. Now, did I support the Denver Broncos or Peyton Manning? After the years that I did support Peyton, and it's fun to go to the Broncos games because they have one of the coolest things that the crowds does. And that is when the opposing, so let's say Tony Romo's pass to whoever, to whatever city receiver is, and then the whole crowd goes, incomplete. And that gets into the head of the quarterback when 60,000, 70,000 people are screaming incomplete. And did I partake in that madness, the collective madness of what makes going to games fun? Absolutely. Now, was I a Broncos fan? Not necessarily. But was it a Peyton Manning fan, just as you two admitted to being Drew Brees fans? Yes. So, I turned the mic back over. You guys had 30 minutes last week to berate me to your very large listener audience. So, I give the mic back.
Yeah, so thank you. That's a good discourse. And so if I may, I just have a couple follow-up questions.
Sure.
So let's get down to the level of you're on the sidelines, which is amazing. You know, you've got this amazing access. As a diehard fan of the Colts, did you have a moment in time where you thought maybe you could do something nefarious, like play some Metamucil in the Gatorade buckets for the other team, or, you know, maybe tie the offensive lineman's shoes together, or, you
wait.
Do something to ultimately...
Let's back up. I didn't have sideline access. I'm not like standing there like, I'm not the water boy for these guys. here to give you your hydro nutrition here.
Okay, fair enough. So you didn't plot anything untoward against the teams that were there. Fair enough. Did you ever find in any of those moments when you're kind of there and you're kind of in a sense, and it'd be understandable, you know, kind of swept up in the moment, you didn't ever feel like, hey, I'm kind of pulling for the Broncos here today? Like you were always of the mind that.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, the Colts were actually, I believe at that point, out of it completely. And I think there was one game where they did play each other, and that was, you know, because I love Peyton. But I was rooting for the Colts, but you were like the same situation. I wanted Peyton to have a great game. But then, of course, Peyton just throttled the Colts, you know. I mean, you can't sit there and say, like, oh, I moved to Denver. I was rooting for freaking Tim Tebow. I mean, are you kidding? Who's rooting for Tim Tebow?
Okay. So, but you can understand why a various assortment of photos and content coming across the interwebs and social channels with you geolocated in these various stadiums would give the casual passerby the notion that maybe you have expanded your fandom or that you are indeed fans of these other teams.
Well, I think it comes down to a person.
You can understand why we might have been led to that conclusion.
Maybe, but what led assumed is what you stated early on. And I think that it all kind of originated. You want to know where it all originated from? The jokes originated from? On text strings that involved a Mr. Birthday Boy of yesterday. That is where it all started. Mm. And, you know, and he's always kind of lacking content to be funny. You know, like between drooling on himself in the old days, sharing a burrito with Jerry wow. the Rottweiler. You know, it's like as he sleeps passively, you know, like at 2 a.m. letting the dog eat the burrito. He's always looking for content, you know. And so he took that and kind of then all of you, like piranhas, kind of jumped on it.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things where you get a little bit of a nugget and you run with it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's, you know. It's been my great ball busting pleasure to brand you as the multi fan guy, Thad, over the years.
There's another guy who's a diehard, supposedly Chicago Bulls fan who now lives in Northern California who's been seen on multiple occasions rooting for the Golden State Warriors. I mean, multiple occasions. Mm-hmm. I mean, multiple True. Occasions. Like, True. And I'm pretty sure he's wearing Golden State Warriors shirts and hats, and his son's dressed in it. I mean, you know, it's like I'm training right now with my son. He's a diehard Colts fan.
Let me ask you another. Yeah, I understand. Let me ask you another question. Do you own any Colts gear?
I do. Multiple hats. I also get stuff from my buddies that work in the league. I also do have guilty of having a Kansas City Chiefs training camp hat. I also have when I was doing stuff for Coach Mora, I have some UCLA stuff. I have a lot of other gear, but I don't wear it. The newest addition to the collection is a signed Drew Brees Saints jersey. And that was a gift because I'm from Purdue. So, you know, that's different. So don't.
And when you're, here's the follow-up and where I was headed with that. When you're gearing up to go to the Cardinals game or the Seahawks game, would you ever consider throwing on your Colts gear to, you know, be irreverent to the fact that you're sporting your colors, you're a Colts fan, letting them know? Let them know? Because that's what I would do as a Cowboys fan. I'm just
Well, at the Kansas City games that I've gone to and such, or San Francisco Niners games, as a guest of the team, I wouldn't wear Colts gear because it's kind of disrespectful. But I also did not wear I didn't wear their gear either. You know, but I did.
What about wearing like a shirt underneath your shirt that's a Colts shirt? You know, just so you
What am I suiting up?
Kind of like how Jordan wore the Carolina shorts underneath his Bulls shorts every game.
I mean,
some Colts boxes or something. I don't know.
Up? I mean, I'm not like, am I going to put me in? It's like.
So it's good we were able to clear this up, Thad. I think ultimately it's good to know that, you know, you subscribe emphatically to the belief that you can only support one team. Is that a fair
statement? Yeah. I mean, look,
I think he's proved it beyond a doubt, because he's actually – he has access to these games. I mean, he's getting primo VIP treatment. He's going to these other stadiums, seeing these other teams, and still he remains a loyal Colts fan. It's easy to say I'm a Bears fan when no one's inviting me out to see other games, other teams and locations. So,
right, and let me tell you something. I posted something on Facebook 7 years ago, Peyton Manning holding up a thing. He's like, Phillip Rivers, never heard of her, right? I hate Phillip Rivers. I cannot stand Phillip Rivers to the very core of my being, but still, I support him. I would punch him right in the baby maker if I got in front of him. But I swear, I would choke him out with his bolo tie. And his 19 kids
the baby maker.
Can you imagine his 19 kids jumping on top of you? And it's just next thing you know, it's like a cage match. It's like, it'd be insane. But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't want to gloss over what Rod just said. He said, choke the baby maker. A few minutes ago, you said friends jerk each other off. I mean, what do we got going on over here, Rod?
He is wearing a full, he found the scarf clearly. He's wearing a hat. He's wearing Dennis Rodman sunglasses. I didn't even know that was Ron. I couldn't tell if that was Ron or RuPaul for a second.
Sorry about choking guys and beating guys off. I think, this is heading the direction I wasn't intending today.
And Dennis Rodman is a complete stud. Oh, so I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Ron, as the judge, jury, executioner, I'm cleared on these false assumptions and the origin.
I think I made it. Yeah, I clear you of all charges.
Thank you.
Drop in this case. This is absolute bullshit. Get the hell out of my courtroom. Next.
Okay, so maybe now we can reveal your real name if you like.
Yeah, Chad Russell. How's it going, guys? I thought for a second.
Oh, this is Chad Russell?
For a second, I thought you guys were indicting Chad Rowe.
It sounds like we've got some work to do, though. We need to repoint the barrels here. This was fun. Chad, you're exonerated. Apologies for the false accusations. I'm not too big of a man to admit when I'm wrong.
Awesome, guys. You have a great Christmas holiday, Chanukah, Kwanzaa. And remember, do I stay hydrated?
You do the same, buddy.
All right, guys.
All right. Peace out. Well, Ron, that was a lot of fun chopping it up with Chad. I'm glad we cleared the air there.
Absolutely. I mean, to me, listen, there's not one shred of evidence. I'm glad that we brought him on, because once he stated his case, it's obvious, like I said, he's a true, true Colts fan to the core, and I applaud him for that.
I applaud him for it. I also failed to mention, though, and if Chad, you're still on, the Colts are by far and away, and I know this from years of living here, I'm going on 14 years, I can't believe I just said that, of living here. By far and away, the dorkiest fans in the NFL.
Wow. I'll
give you two quick examples, which you can either defend or deny. Number one, I went to my very first Colts game when they were still at RCA Dome, would have been around 1993. And they were passing out upon entrance those breathe-easy strips, right, that the players wear across their nose. I swear to you, to a man, everyone in the stadium had those fucking things strapped across their nose with a little shoe. I mean, most people just throw that shit on the ground or throw it away. No, everybody in the fucking stadium is wearing those fucking things. So that's number awesome. One. Number two, 2 years ago, two or 3 years ago, the Colts made the play. They got into the playoffs as a fucking wild card. And they fucking hang a banner, wild card participant. You don't fucking hang a banner for making the wild card round? Come on, give me a fucking break. Hmm. It's fucking pathetic.
Oh, hey, guys.
You have to celebrate your wins, man.
You know, I would say, when was the last time that Dallas has made the playoffs?
Ooh.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're not going to hang a fucking banner for making the wild card round. Okay?
No, you're not.
No. No, there's a few too many. You have plenty of banners there at
Can we admit, though, that that's kind of defenseless behavior? I mean, you can't hang a banner for making the wild
card. Is a participation trophy in a pretty conservative state where they claim to not give that stuff out. I agree.
Okay. Well, that's a fair response. Yeah. So you're not on board with that.
No, not at all. I mean, I think Irsay may have been a little dipping into the little pill box or something at that point.
Great idea.
Well, why we're on the topic of in-stadium infractions, I should also point out that they copied the Cowboys concept of a Ring of Honor, but they don't have enough players to put up there yet. So Ursay put his own name in the Ring of Honor.
Hey, man.
What about that?
I mean, the coolest thing Ursay has done for this team in the past few years is buy David Gilmour's guitar.
That's cool. I mean, I'm cool with that. Putting his own name in the Ring of Honor, not so much. But yeah, buying David Gilmour's guitar. I mean,
I would have rather have him call up Jeff George to be quarterback as opposed to say, oh yeah, Philip Rivers is a good idea.
Well, I guess, Ron, anything else you want to unload? You're pretty quiet today.
Well, once again, when you two get together, fucking Brian, you're nonstop. There's nowhere to edge in. I'm a polite guy. I kind of lean back. No, I think I'm good. I'm tapped out. I'm going to go have another cup of tea right now, enjoy this nice scarf, maybe sit on my couch and watch my fake fireplace burn for the next 3 hours.
You're going to have a cup of tea like you had the other night, or you're going
to
have...
No. I'm on to actual decaf, calm your ass down tea. Because I
think that's probably smart.
Yeah. Hey, it's Friday. I'm just going to relax today. But always great to talk to both you guys. Let's do this again soon.
All right. We'll wrap it up here then. And Ron, I'm sorry you didn't get to get a comment in edgewise.
Oh, I'm great. I'm fine. I think I had the best stuff to say anyway. It's all about the quality, not the quantity.
Yeah. You pick your moments. All right, gentlemen. That'll do it for us here. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.
See ya.
It's two guys, one podcast.